Well, this is our fifth class in this session of six, and I can't believe how quickly it's going by. And from the look of the comments, looks like people really had a significant week, noticing a lot of shifts and an increase in your abilities and skills. With awareness and consciousness. It was very exciting to see. Does anyone want to share anything as we're getting grounded here and settling in? Any further insights that would be helpful for everyone else to hear? I can't tell you how helpful those comments are, even if you don't hear from people. It adds to the energy of the class. So, as we're getting settled in, does anyone want to share?
Hey, Sarah, it's Russell.
Hi.
Hi, I will about the one where I had a physical injury, just to give people a little more context. It happened when I was 16 years old, so it's almost 40 years ago, and it was fine like day to day, but if I did stuff like yoga or moving my arms with weights in certain directions, it was really uncomfortable. And 2 weeks ago, I was doing yard work and I just really re-injured it, and then went to my acupuncturist, and even though he'd known about this injury, I guess I just assumed, well, that's what I have to live with for the rest of my life. And he did something, and I did yoga today, and it was perfect. I had no pain. And I was just like, wow, I thought this was just an injury I had to live with for the rest of my life. And so it was a, an old conditioned belief. And then the re-injuring was able to help me release it and free it. And I can't believe I'm saying it, but it's been beautiful.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you know what? That's what been happening to a lot of people. Like all these old issues and injuries are coming up and they're leading to further healing. And it's pretty incredible to watch that and let it unfold when you just think you're going down and you come back up.
Exactly, because it's been 2 weeks of, oh man, I shouldn't have done that, and like now it's worse. So yeah, it's been really pretty miraculous. So
Yeah, that'll serve you for doing your yard work, right?
exactly.
So that's
Thank
great to
you.
hear. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
Anyone else?
This is Mark. For me, the prompt last week to walk in power, that was a good prompt. I mean, it was helpful for me because I've noticed on occasions where I'll get into the, I'm tired and I can feel it in my body and I don't want to move. And then I get aware of that and it's like, I don't have to go in this direction. I can actually, if I, walk in a different state, my whole body just feels different. And I've noticed that on a number of occasions, but the prompt that you gave last week of just not sitting in power, but also walking in power, was a good reminder for me.
That was really powerful what you just said. It really came through that you allowed an entirely new, fresh openness to provide an opportunity for you that you wouldn't have had if you had stayed in the same old, same old. That's To me, these types of things that you're all saying are very exciting. It really means that you're embodying very high frequency spirituality. So, thank you.
Well, yeah, again, I could definitely feel it. So that's, it was very helpful.
Great. Wonderful. How about anyone else?
Sarah, I grounded today, and that tip that you shared about really allowing the root chakra to really soak up the chi, wow, that made such a difference. It was like as soon as I connected with that, it was like my whole Like you said, the lower area just opened up, and then the energy just started really flowing in, and it just felt like it took me to a completely different relaxation. So thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for trying it. That root chakra, when it finally roots, it changes everything. That's great, Tracy. Okay. Oh, Cindy, are you here at Cindy Reichow? I loved your comment. Tell us what was going on for you. Are you able to come on?
Hi, I'm here.
Uh-huh.
Things just, like you were saying, I feel like I'm being upgraded, but it's at an exponential sort of speed, like being upgraded and shifting and changing and coming up to be reevaluated and upgraded. It has just been incredible and fast. And yeah, I was traveling with a group of people, which I normally don't do. So we were in co close quarters, felt very intimate for long stretches of time. And wow, like I'm just not around that many people for that long. So it brought up a lot for me.
Well, your comment about the awareness around your judgment and how quickly that was the good teaching, really.
So fast. And I've always been aware and wondered, like, oh, when is this going to come back to me? But it was just right in my face within 24 hours, and then within 10, even faster. So I feel like I've almost been hyper vigilant, like trying, or like I can't control my thoughts because then that locks everything down. But just like return to the flow, return to the flow, let it like loosen that up, relax into it. Because it's just miserable when it comes back and gets you.
Oh, that happens to me all the time. Oh man, it comes back. And even things I can remember, like that are happening to me now, I can remember judging someone about like 40 years ago. And it's back.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
There's a lot to clean up then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, it's all there. Okay, Ananda, are you still on? There you go.
Yes, mine is about judgment too. I realized that judgment was kind of like shoring me up. And the image that I had was like almost like leather thongs, wrapped, crisscrossed, all around all my limbs, around my body, almost like tefillin, but around every limb. And that was some sort of protection. And it was deeply embedded in me. And that's when I realized, oh, wait a minute, these tight leather thongs are actually my fascia. So it definitely generated some more visits to my Rolfer. But also when I was able to sort of, I mean, these leather thongs, it's just they felt very embedded like in my body. And when I felt like they were finally releasing and lightening up, that was my first real realization of how I guess, that I had been using judgment as a form of self-protection. And when that was gone, it was like, wow, I just felt so nakedly vulnerable in terms of, like no protection from the astral planes or the outside world. So it definitely has left me feeling sort of bereft of an old maladaptive habit. And it's definitely forcing me to really try to spend more time to focus on, nourishing my system from within and from being grounded. So that's been very highlighted. It's like I need that energy. I need that energy to come up into my being.
I'm wondering, since you had that image of the leather straps, if it reminds you of any period in history.
Well, I definitely have a kind of image because it felt like what you would sort of gird your loins, what you would wrap around yourself before you went out to fight. And that seemed very familiar to me.
Okay, and can you identify like what kind of time period that might have been, or what kind of culture?
Not really. I mean, there was a period of women warriors, and I've always kind of discounted that because it just seems like the opposite of, instead of men being top dog, women being top dog. And I don't think women would just be the opposite. I don't think women's culture would manifest as
Oh.
just being the opposite of what male culture is.
Well, maybe that's a limited belief. And do you feel like you were a female with those straps on?
Yes.
Okay. And so it's leading you to an idea may need some shifting.
How so?
Well, maybe there's a past life memory in there of you as a powerful warrior, and maybe the warrior culture of the feminine was different than the warrior culture of the masculine, and it's something we may not know enough about. And possibly have an invitation to open up to. So, in other words, the only thing we know about the female warriors is what male history tells us, right? We don't
Sure.
know so much about that period of time when women were powerful and the masculine mold wasn't projected on them.
Yeah, I remember reading about a dig where they found the remains of a woman, and her bow and her arrow and her weapons were buried with her, but also some amulets. And her body had been laid in the grave with such care and respect. The feeling was that she was probably some type of priestess. So I do sense that there is a possibility of a difference, but I don't have any information or thoughts on it.
No, but if we can have you open up to it and then, over the next week or so, you allow yourself to sink into it, to opening, not to trying to figure it out, but just to release the belief that you do have, so that maybe a past life can come up for you, appear for you, maybe a release of the idea that women in power might have whole new permutations about it that have never been written about.
Well, I've always had very rose-colored glasses about how wonderful women are. Okay, I that's kind of been a theme in my life. But it's part of what I'm excited about the future is I think we have no idea what a more egalitarian culture would be like that respected the feminine, the divine feminine. And I do think there's a, I mean, I can almost feel those leather thongs, embedded in my flesh. So I do. I feel like it's, yeah, this probably is a life that I've experienced, having those kind of wrappings.
So that's a really rich image to explore for you. And has the possibility of releasing or opening up to new ways of being in power as a female. Because right now we just have masculine and feminine in the dual nature. When you go deeper, there can be all types of ways that this expresses, depending on the eight, the time period. The consciousness on the planet, the yuga cycle. There could be many, many variations on feminine warrior power. And masculine warrior power. Right now, we're just seeing the more toxic forms of all of it.
Well, I'll sit with it.
Good. Anyone else have comments, even on what we just did?
Makes me think of a past life I had learned about where I was a gladiator woman, and it got me so interested in that. And when I went to look up, online, there really wasn't a lot of information about women gladiators. It was like very, very few. And like you said, Sarah, it was like they were, a lot of the depictions were written by men. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It was just interesting.
So this points out, it's something I wanted to bring up tonight about continually refreshing and being open and recognizing that the facts that we have at our fingertips in terms of what we've been taught are probably very limited in scope, have been part of a declining period in humanity's cycle, and that we would have a very hard time imagining the more ascended form of humanity. because of how we have been conditioned in the times we're in. And the building of the skill of being able to sit with just a little clue, like the sense of those straps, and letting that kind of circulate in your being without jumping to any conclusion. Kind of like when you take a sip of wine and you swish it around in your mouth and you let the flavor and the fragrance and all the variations in the taste come through. And this is a very important skill to develop right now, because we are receiving a lot of information in frequency format. And it's very easy to try to jump into a very solid belief of what we're downloading, what kind of transmission's coming through. And right now, everything is really about taking things in steps and stages and letting them continue to unfold and evolve. We can't be sure of anything right now because everything is changing so fast. But for our own healing and our own adjustment to the frequencies that are coming in that are so transformational. I mean, I've said this over and over again that we are changing as a biological species. And for us to adjust to the huge difference in the frequencies is requiring a lot of grounding, and a lot of patience and a lot of openness. Openness to fresh, new channels. Just like Mark described, just like Cindy described too. Go ahead.
Sarah, this is Carla. I had a memory of a childhood dream come up this past week, and it really frightened me. I remember dreaming of being shrouded in black, with no escape. And I equated that with wearing a burqa. And as soon as the word came into my mind, I shut it down and just wouldn't go there anymore. And I'm wondering if that's something that I need to delve into, to sit with and see if there's something I needed to learn from that. It was so frightening to me that I just, like I said, I shut it down. I didn't pursue it at all.
Yeah, I'm glad you're reconsidering that. That's the type of patience and grounding we need, is to see when we're shutting something down and then allowing it to reopen. And even, your first association was to a burqa and that repelled you. I would even take that further and say, okay, what does a burqa look like? It looks like you said, like a dark shroud. And I would say, okay, am I meant to stop here at a burqa? First, I'm learning something about myself if I'm repelled by it. And then what's next? What else will unfold in terms of sensing even further into this? What is in that dark space? And I do have to say that everyone's having these huge fear things come up right now. All the clients I'm working with have been having it. And it's because, like Russell said, they're coming up for us to evolve beyond whatever the fear was. But the protective mechanism, which Ananda referred to, is they're so severe, like a burqa. excuse me. That having that groundedness and that feeling of safety with Mother Earth and our own body will allow us to let this unfold. So, if you have a strong reaction to something, you don't necessarily head straight into it. You come back, you breathe, you ground, and then you say, what else is here for me? And then maybe you drop it, and then like you go to sleep, and 3 days later, something starts unfolding. You do not push it on yourself. You don't pressure yourself. You let it roll around, on your tongue and in your being, and it will start speaking to you. And then you continue to let it roll around in your being to circulate and find all the places throughout your cellular structure, your emotional structure, your mental structure, where all the points come together and finally open up to a release. And it's always a surprise. And it can feel like a huge scream coming out of your body. I know I've experienced that. And it comes out of the blue. It's like, oh, and then it's over. It's released. But you can't like aim straight at it. You have to let it find its way to the surface. And this is really a fine skill to develop.
I'm not sure I can do that.
Well, you need to practice. That's all. That's what happens. You practice and you get better at it. But it's always a surprise where it ends up coming from. It's never what you think.
What you think,
Never. No, never. Never, never, never.
because what I thought just shook it all out and made me run.
Right. Yeah, I was working on something all summer long, like 2.5 months before it finally shook out to what it was. I had all kinds of theories on it. And they kept coming and they kept coming around and shaking out until finally I got it. But every time I assumed I understood it, it was only a partial understanding, and I had to let it keep developing. Like in the dark room when you have a picture that's in the developer and letting it start to come up and appear to you. This is a spiritual skill.
Okay, I'll try.
Well, you'll practice. Let's just say you'll practice.
I'll
Okay.
practice.
Yeah, you'll practice. Okay. Anyone else? By the way, something really moved forward with my technology today. I have to say, that's been 3 months in the making of the most extreme patience I've ever had to apply. But finally,
Congratulations.
thank you. Thank you. I have a few more steps to go, but it's getting there. And They're gonna be having the whole website redesigned. It's kind of out of date. So technologically, it's getting to its endpoint. So we're gonna start on a whole new website. It'll take a couple months. But I transferred over to my new computer. That's all working good. And it was a matter of a website being out of date, computer being out of date, and things are coming along now. So that's good. Okay, anyone else?
Well,
Okay.
it's interesting you mentioned all the fear coming up because I was just sitting at dinner with my husband just earlier. And all of a sudden it felt like this fear coming up, and it felt like it was from another, like another lifetime. And it just was like a split second. I was like, oh, and then all of a sudden this heat flushed out my left foot. And it was just like, okay. And I was grateful for the flush of heat because I was really like, what is going on right now? Like, where is this coming from?
Oh, I'm so glad you mentioned that. As a physical release of the fear, because
It
that
was like
is.
confirmation because I was a little like, why is my mind going here? Kind of a little, disconcerting. And then it was just like, whew, just went right out my left foot.
Right, a somatic response, and that to me, that's the best way of doing it.
Yes. Quick and easy.
Not so easy to get to, but once it happens, it's done.
Right.
Right, but yeah, that's one of the reasons you want to become somatically aware with your energy and your awareness. Okay. Anything else? Anyone else?
This is Laurie.
Uh-huh.
I just want to say that I wasn't able to touch in much with the class page this week, and but everything that everyone is saying is like what was unfolding for me all week. And so I just love the sacred circle, even though I wasn't able to read and I'm right here with you, and everything you're saying too, Sarah, is just so perfect for what I'm experiencing, which often happens, as you know, when I'm in class. It's like everything happens before we come to class, but I haven't quite made sense of it all. And then, I come to class and there it all is. So I just wanted to say that.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Okay. Oh, and if we could send a little light to Michelle Bozeman, she had knee surgery, knee replacement surgery in the last day or two, and she couldn't be on the call tonight, so. Let's just take a moment to bring light to everyone in the circle. Everyone's having challenges now. We really need the support of the loving light and the fortification to come back to center with by being fueled with enough chi and love. Feel your feet on the ground and rooting into the energy of Mother Earth and the heart of the mother. We're nursing off the Great Mother. All of our concepts are going to disintegrate. Every religious concept, every historical concept, even every psychological, emotional, mathematical, everything is going to evolve into a new frequency, new knowledge, new wisdom. All of it's going to disintegrate and reformulate. But it's not going to reformulate in an instant. We're going to be living through a period of time where we need to be able to tolerate the unknowing. And that means being able to ground and center and receive with loving nourishment, keeping our energy replenished, circulating and releasing the heavy energy on a daily basis so that we don't convince ourselves of things that are no longer applicable in the new paradigm. You'll be discovering so much more about what the sacred circle really is. There will be more unfolding about who you are and what we're doing together. And let's just, if you think you know what we're doing, let's just let some energy into there and let it freshen up a bit. Let's let go of what we think we know in any form and allow ourselves to be in a state of nourishment, of unknowing, of connected to our soul essence, and to fortify that so that we have our center to stabilize us and we don't have to grasp outside of ourselves for safety. So when we're in the realm of the sacred feminine, we're nursing off the Great Mother, okay? We're using words like gestating. We're allowing something to gestate in our being and grow in a dark space until it comes out to reveal itself. We're being held in the arms of the mother. We are held in the lineage of the loving energy of the universe. And in the masculine, we're receiving the pure wisdom, the pure light that penetrates through the darkness to help fertilize what's lying invisible in the dark so that it can grow. We're surrounded by the protective arms of the pure masculine. It's an igniting energy. And the pure masculine and the pure feminine are always in circulation in a dimensional way, not a linear way. It's really challenging to go beyond the linear. And allow the experience of the dimensional to just be without trying to break it apart into its fragments and parts. Are you following me here? As we open up to the dimensionality in our being, our fascia actually does start to release. And it's held by those leather bands, which are one-dimensional in the 3D world, thoughts and feelings. And the fascia responds to the opening into dimensional being. So again, sense your feet, your seat, the energy circulation. And what if even the notion of death is the result of the low frequency Kali Yuga period that we've been in, and that our whole experience, conception, ability to know what this next phase of being is? So look at what surrounds the word death. It is really constricted. And everything about it, from how the medical system looks at it, the religious system looks at it, everything, needs to burst open. And allow all kinds of new possibility and fresh opportunities to understand who we are and what happens. And even our concept that our body actually dies could be way off too. I mean, that's how much we're changing. Look how much fear is around death. And we carry that, you know, from our whole lives. And It really limits our thinking and creates an underlying persistent fear that's really tragic, actually. So everything we believe and think we know is changing. And it's changing into another cycle that's not necessarily the end cycle either. But the planetary energy is shifting, humanity's energy is shifting, and we're living in the initial stages of the shift. Now light's starting to come into the circle. And the places that are the hardest to notice, where the old conditioning is operating, is in the most common interactions with our family, our friends, and people at the grocery store or at work. Just the automatic reactions. And how many beliefs are involved in an automatic or reflexive reaction or judgment? And because there are so many conditioned and limiting beliefs in every single reaction and judgment, that when one of you reports breaking that cycle and opening up to a new, fresh response, I'm thrilled. I think that is the epitome of embodied spirituality, that it could reach into those little interactions. And it's that deeply written in your bones, as they say. Invite your legs to relax a little more, your calf muscles and thighs, and allow the tailbone to soften and release as best as you can. Come into process and flow. And celebrate each release and softening and relaxation. Each relief from from pressure and speediness in the head. Each deeper breath each sense of wholeness and return to sanity within yourself. Or in process, the beautiful light is coming up from below and descending from above and processing the heavy energies. And yes, we each have heavy energies. And yes, they can be processed by Mother Earth and Father Sun. It is possible to clear on a daily basis and come back to a sense of well-being without the burdens of fear. And anxiety. And yes, it's a journey for each one individually. Appreciate each breath. Adjust your body as needed. Feel your feet embedded in the earth. And notice the upswelling and encompassing, soothing energy that surrounds you and fills you so that the distinction between the inner and the outer dissolves. It's not this or that. It's your wholeness and your holiness. And we just think that because we've been conditioned that there's an inside and an outside of the body, that they're different. But maybe they're not. So there's lightness coming into the circle. And notice how you experience lightness. Is it somatic? Do you have images? sounds? Does a song come up in your head? What's your way of experiencing lightness versus heaviness? So for the Quechua people in Peru and South America, they just have heavy energy and light energy, and it's all relative. There's not one kind of light energy, and there's not one kind of heavy energy. But there's a sense of lighterness and a sense of darkerness. And how can you allow more lightness? And how do you know that? Tonight we're really breaking up so many concepts set in concrete. They're not set in stone. Stone wouldn't hold that, but concrete would. This is like concrete blocks being broken up. So there's a beautiful light intelligence beaming into the circle, beaming a ray to each one of us. There's a light intelligence coming up from the earth, flowing into us. And from here, we greet Mother Earth. And we're greeting her with our light intelligence. Intelligence to intelligence. And we greet the nature spirits and nature, the flowers, the animals, the birds, and the spirit of the trees and the waters. The light and the sun and the sky, all the elements and elementals, all the living intelligence. That coagulates into matter. And matter is not inert, it's a living intelligence. It's not the end of the line. like we've been taught. Sense of spaciousness that's opening up in you. And yes, there's still some heaviness, but sense of spaciousness. And as you do, feel your hands activating. Maybe there's some energy flowing through your fingers and palms. Maybe your heart's lighting up. Your tailbone dropping a little more and releasing in the hips and pelvis. The calf muscles dropping and softening. Energy in the area of the navel and the pelvis. Allow that to expand. It's as if you're sitting in the center of the chakra or energy field, the Dantian area, just below the navel. And lightly being there, present, and letting that area somatically open up. Energetically open up. You might feel how it's aligning and righting the integrity of your body. In clearing of the mind, settling of the mind. And a higher frequency energy is settling into the circulation of the circle. But maintain that awareness in the pelvis, in the navel to pubic bone area in the front and the back. Note how you experience that. Allow all the thoughts to sink into that lower energetic area. Opening up the channels between the mind and the pelvis. Go. As we're doing this, we are reconstructing the sacred geometry of our field. We basically live with our field in disarray. And as we ground and reconnect, we are reconfiguring our field in the sacred geometry patterns that provide order, that provides wholeness and understanding, you know, like the flower of life pattern or a geodesic dome or a pyramid. All those fractured connections are starting to reconfigure and come back into order. Our nervous system starts to regulate. All this happens all simultaneously. Allow yourself to dissolve into this formative stage. And as we clear the way for higher frequency energies to come in, we become configured in our divine configuration. We literally go through a reconfiguring. And feel how slowly and gently we're coming into harmony with ourselves. And as we come into more harmony, where the field is reconstructed, wisdom, higher intelligence emerges. It just emerges. We're finally flowing enough light that we're starting to feel a little bit of peace, a little bit of presence. Open up your sense of yourself, letting go of how you look, how you feel, how you think, what others think of you. And let yourself be your higher intelligence, your wholeness. And don't try to identify name, figure. Allow yourself to be in the wholeness. This allows the freeing up of all those strictures on the personality level in the biological sense, past life, all of it. Take a few deep breaths. And so this type of experience is not realized in the experience, it's realized afterwards. We've been stretched, breathed into, informed by greater intelligence, by the light, by Mother Earth, Father Sun, the spirit of the water, the fire, the air, the ether, and the directions. We've been infused. And now we'll see how that ripples into our lives and consciousness. Allowing it to be unknown right now. And let's bless everyone in the circle. wishing all kinds of healing and wisdom and love. For everyone here. Let that sense of abundance that you wish for everyone to include yourself. And so this week, spend time practicing being aware of the energy and waking it up in the lower abdomen and noticing how you feel and what happens for you there. Okay. Beautiful, many blessings. We took it very slow and detailed today because we're working on our patience and allowing ourselves to be in process. And to patiently allow the sparks that we received tonight, the flow and healing that we received tonight, how that expresses through our being this week. I hope you're surprised. So many blessings and have a beautiful week.